L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. The Boca Chica success, test number 10 for Starship and Super Heavy. Bob, a very good evening to you. It's very difficult for me to find anything wrong. Do you agree that that was a good test, and what comes next? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, earlier this week, SpaceX completed the 10th test flight of its Starship Super Heavy. I want to do breaking news that you will not hear anywhere else in the media, anywhere. This is not Starship Super Heavy that launched. These are prototypes for testing. The final version of Super Heavy Starship will not look like this exactly. It's going to look different. This is version 2 of Starship. They're getting ready to do version 3. The Falcon 9 didn't get finalized until version 5. So I want everyone to understand these are test prototypes that resemble what the eventual rocket will look like, but it is not the rocket. And because they're prototypes, things can go wrong on the mission. In fact, they do things that might make it fail. For example, they did not include tiles in a lot of areas on the spaceship to see if those areas needed tiles or not. Because if they didn't need tiles, they could use the hull of the craft to do other things, such as attachment points for the chopsticks to catch Starship when it comes back. So they were doing things that could have failed the mission. But in truth, they achieved all their goals on this mission. Nothing went so seriously wrong that they couldn't do what they wanted to do. They tested deployment of Starlink satellites. They released dummy weights that matched in shape and weight a Starlink satellite. They released 8 of them, so their deployment system works. This PEZ, they call it the PEZ-like deployment. They come out like PEZ treats out of the PEZ container. And they did 8 of those, and that worked. They also relighted a Raptor engine in orbit to prove that it can be relighted in orbit. That means orbital flights are in the very near future, full orbital flights. This flight was suborbital, but they're now in a position to be able to say, we can go into orbit and bring the thing back under our control to whatever place we want. That's one of the reasons they haven't done full orbital flights yet, because they do not want this thing to be out of control in orbit where they can't bring it back in a controlled manner. The orbit it goes into is suborbital. It'll come down over the Indian Ocean no matter what they do. I treat these as orbital flights because it's difficult, because they basically are going into orbit. They're just using that to go into high orbit. Other aspects of the flight, they tested the heat shield, that worked. They did more tests on Super Heavy where it came back. It landed in the Gulf of Mexico, soft splashdown, but they were testing ways, once again, pushing the envelope of that craft to see if they can do things in emergencies in the future. For example, when it was coming down vertically landing, they didn't use the normal engines they would use. They used backup outside engines, and they wanted to see if the main engines failed, they could use different engines to do it, and it succeeded. Overall success, the most important takeaway from this, though, we must remember, is this is entirely privately funded. It's a private operation. It's a private company. Government has nothing to do with this. None of the funding that NASA has offered for Starship has yet really been spent. All the development right now is being financed by the revenue that SpaceX gets from Starlink.
I'd like to think that I was participating, Bob, by paying my Starlink rent every month. All of
you are. Yeah. You are. Absolutely. You're an investor in Starship.
And those dummies that were released, that's Starlink 3, I believe, which is going to improve what is already wonderful.
That's
linking.
Right. So, that's right, because the Starship can bring up a more payload. The satellites can be much heavier, so they can be much more sophisticated. I want to point out, though, that SpaceX just did not do this launch. In the 24 hours before and after Starship launched, it also completed 2 Falcon 9 launches on opposite coasts. It launched an Earth observation satellite for a European company for Luxembourg out of Vandenberg, and then it followed up with another Starlink launch out of Cape Canaveral. And so then they've since done another launch a day or two later. This company is basically the American space program right now.
One more thing about Starlink.
Yeah.
For reasons I cannot now fill in, the initial charge was $110 a month. It's now $80. They reduced the charge of monthly. And I can suppose that has to do with the number of people using it. But at the same time, find me another company that cuts its prices, Bob, while being successful. I can't think of one.
There's two components here. One, it's good business practice. As their revenue increases and their subscriber base increases, they have more margin to reduce the cost, and that makes it more likely to get more customers. That's just, you know, it's Moore's Law having to do with computers, same thing. And the other thing is they're anticipating competition from Kuiper and others, and they want to be in a better position. Those are new competitors, the Kuiper constellation of Amazon, they're not going to be able, it's going to be harder for them to charge that low price initially. They won't be getting the revenue in. So it makes it tougher for their competitions. That's competition and freedom. You have to live with it.
Taxes, taxes, taxes. SpaceX gets a tax deal. What kind, Bob?
All right. Well, you know, they have Star Base now located in Boca Chica. It's an actual town. And because it's an actual town, the commissioners of the town looked into Texas law and discovered that a business that creates new jobs, up to 500 new jobs, can get a tax credit, a major tax credit from the state. And so the commissioners, they work for SpaceX, but so what? This is a town. They want to bring business there. They looked at that tax benefit, and they approved it. And so SpaceX gets a major tax increase that could value it up to $3.75 million. And it's because they bring business. I want to emphasize the opposition to SpaceX does not come from the general public or the local community. They are bringing wealth to that community, and everyone there is very happy about it. These are also fringe groups backed by outside sources that unfortunately are supported, given a bullhorn by too much of the press, and they shouldn't. They're very minor.
Because it's Texas, I'm going to emphasize that this story at first was hard to believe. A Texas brewery using ISS to do what?
To test brewing beer and growing barley in weightlessness. This is not the first time this has done it. Several big beer companies in the past have attempted to do this kind of research on ISS. But this is a small microbrewery in Texas dubbed Starbase Brewing, no connection to SpaceX. And they flew an experiment on ISS using the most recent Dragon cargo capsule to bring it up and bring it down. And they did two things. They tested a microbrew system and another system for growing barley. Now, we don't have the results yet whether this worked, but the company says they want to be the first to sell beer on Mars. And to be very honest, people are going to want to buy beer on Mars. And so they're beginning the research to do this. All power to them. It's good publicity, even if their experiments don't work.
India, what is Gaganyaan?
Gaganyaan is their manned space capsule, manned program. They hope to do a manned mission with, I think, I'm not sure the number of astronauts on board. It could be three, it could be two, it could be four. I'm not sure. But the Gaganyaan capsule will launch with a crew in 27. But they're preparing for that, and they have done the first complete Gaganyaan parachute drop test over the ocean. This is the capsule they want to use. They dropped it. They're basically testing the parachutes. It was a success. They hope to do an unmanned orbital flight before the end of this year, followed by at least two more next year. And if those go well, the actual manned mission would happen in 27. For all we know, you know, if those unmanned missions go very well, they might move the manned mission date up. But that's their schedule right now, and it's moving forward well, John.
And the People's Republic of China seem to have stolen the right items because they continue to build a constellation. What is their ambition?
This is the Guowang Internet Constellation. They hope to have 13,000 satellites in orbit. They, in the last few months, have done a lot of launches. They completed their 10th launch. China completed the 10th launch, bringing satellites up to the system. They now have 82 satellites in orbit. They need 13,000. So they got a long way to go. But this system is essentially designed to provide an internet constellation comparable to Starlink. Obviously, it'll be for sale to the Chinese public because the Chinese government, being a dictator, does not want their citizens to use Starlink. They want control, and this will allow them to have control. But it is designed to compete, and they will try, obviously, China will try to sell this to other nations worldwide. They're going to have some trouble because everyone will know that there will be censorship from China if you buy this system. So as a competitor to SpaceX, I think they're going to be weak, but it does give China a similar system for its own people.
I know it's like a Huawei move behind everything else. They're going to provide just the same, except for we listen. Bob, about SpaceX and the tests, we've done number 10, and it's a success, but you emphasize this is version 2, not version 3. Version 3, is it larger? Has it got a man component? What's the difference?
No. Version 3 is taking the data from the previous launches to upgrade the design of the thermal tiles, the flaps, the overall operation. It's an overall cleanup of the spacecraft. If you might not remember, but when Falcon 9 went from 2 to 3, there were significant changes, some of which are not obvious or visual, but things changed. They made it more robust, more reliable. And that's the goal. They want to make this quickly reusable. And so version 3 will have those kind of things in it. I'm not sure of the specifics because they haven't told us. My guess would be one thing would be the possibility of capturing it with the chopsticks so it can be reused. That's the kind of things they'll start looking at.
So we could be looking at not only catching super heavies upgraded version, but catching Starship in Boca Chica.
That's correct. Maybe in Kennedy. We'll have to see how that plays out. They're building enough launch towers in both places to be able to do that.
So they're building chopsticks at Kennedy as well?
Oh, yeah. They're building it. They're going through the environmental impact statement game right now, Kabuki game. But they are planning to have launch pads and towers and chopsticks at Kennedy as well.
There's a visitor from another solar system. We'll meet or catch up soon enough. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring. I'm John Patchen.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.